everybody, and welcome to episode 6 of the Wrapped in Wool podcast. I'm your host, Becky, and today's date is 7th of September, 2014. Welcome back. Today's segments include in progress, finished objects, up next, stash enhancement, events and cows, and a contest. You can find me on Ravelry as Westerly Whimsies. I'm on Instagram as Wrapped in Wool. I'm also on Twitter, which is Westerly Whimsy with no S. And show notes will be up at the blog at www.wrappedinwool.weebly.com. So first, let me do some welcomes. Welcome to Laura from PA. Thanks for introducing yourself in the welcome thread. Laura works from home, which I'm a little jealous about, and can knit during conference calls. My commute has shortened a lot, and I have way more knitting time than I did before, but I'll always be jealous of those people who work close to home. I have an office here in Fredericksburg where I live, that, you know, is an office for my company. And it's sort of like a satellite office for the Richmond office. So since now I'm in Richmond, I have a better chance of actually getting to the Fredericksburg office, which would be like 10 minutes from my house. So that's my next goal in the commuting game for me. So welcome, Laura, and thank you again for introducing yourself. I also want to apologize. Apparently I had a little bit of technical difficulties for my last episode that apparently didn't get uploaded or pulled through to iTunes. So even though it's been 3 weeks since I've recorded, some of you have only probably just listened to my last episode because it only came online last week. So thank you for pointing that out. And if anything like this ever happens, just either send me a PM on Ravelry or, you know, post in the Wrapped in Wool group on Ravelry, because I try to check that once a day. You know, Ravelry can be a bit of a time suck, which is a lovely time suck because it has all these beautiful knitting projects on it, but sometimes I tell myself, oh, I'm just going to go on there for 10 minutes, and half an hour to an hour later, I'm still looking on it. And I'm sitting by my open window upstairs, so if you hear some nighttime nature sounds, hopefully it won't bug you too much. I find it kind of relaxing to listen to. And it's supposed to be finally a little bit cooler here tomorrow. It's been a really hot week, and so I'm looking forward to a bit of a cool down. I'm not really a cold weather person, but I really do like fall, so, you know, it's a perfect time to wear your hand knits, which is why I like it so much. The winter just seems like no matter how many hand knits you wear, you're always cold. But anyway, I digress. So let's get into what I'm currently working on, my in progress. First off, I've pretty much been knitting on one thing for the last week or so, which is my Aiku shawl by Rita Korhonen. I'm using the Socks That Rocks medium weight in the eggplanted colorway on size 4 or 3.5 millimeter needles. I'm almost to the edging, and I looked at the project notes on Ravelry of some other people, and they said they almost ran out of yarn, but I've still got quite a bit left. So I'm not really sure how that's going to work. It's on a really short needle, so I can't really spread it out. But my stitch count is I'm about 10 stitches away from when I have to start the edge lace portion. So we'll see how that goes. I had to put it down because when I picked it up yesterday, I noticed that there was a pesky little drop stitch. And it's a ways down. It's probably at least 10, maybe 20 rows down. So that kind of made me feel sad. And I put it down in favor of working on something else. And I don't know when I'm going to pick it back up, because I'm so close and I really just want to finish it. So that I can take pictures of it and style it for the Yarniax Colors of Fall knit along that I'm participating in. We'll see. I'll let you all know next episode. Hopefully next episode will be a finished object and you all have found out how it went. So that has been my lunchtime knitting and my waiting room knitting. My husband had to have a small, non-life-threatening, nothing to worry about kind of procedure. So I was in the waiting room for about an hour and a half, and I got quite a bit done while I was there. So that was good. And what I'm knitting on right now while I'm recording is my Maylee baby sweater by Nikki Vandekar. This is going to be a gift for a friend of mine who just had a little girl. This is a bottom-up sweater with a little bit of patterning on it. Not too much, just enough to keep it interesting. It is actually a free pattern on Ravelry for one size, which is 3 month size. But Nikki Vandekar also has a book, which this pattern is in, called What to Knit When You're Expecting. And it's got really cute projects in it, so I highly recommend buying the book. And the Maylee sweater in the book has 3 sizes, I believe. So let me look, it's right here. Yeah, 1, 2, 3 sizes. So I'm knitting the 3 to 6 month because my friend's baby is not even a month old. So this will be perfect for her and good timing since the weather's getting cool. I am using Journey Sock by Unwind Yarn Company in the Love Notes colorway, which is this really precious pink color. I love it. And it's a new to me yarn. I've never worked with it before, and it's really nice. And it's really just soft, and you know, it's got a good twist, and I love the stitch definition. So it's by Dana of the Just One More Row podcast, and I actually had this dyed to order. Originally I bought 4 skeins, so I have 1200 yards, and I was going to make a sweater or something for myself because I like the color so much. But then I was like, well, I'm probably not going to wear a pink sweater. That's generally just not me. But with my friend having a baby, I can knit this little sweater, and maybe there's some pants in here that I might knit with this yarn held double. We'll see how much time I have to do that. And I'm knitting it up on size 4 needles. So it's coming along. I've just done the bottom little bit of patterning, and I'm getting ready to come to just sort of a stockinette block of knitting, which means this will be my lunchtime knitting this week until I can fix my Aiku shawl. And then finally, the other project that I've actively been working on is my Hop cardigan by Madeline Nielsen. This is my Rhinebeck sweater. So I cast on for this, I think I'd cast on last episode, and I'm using Mad Tosh Vintage in the Dahlia colorway, which is a gorgeous kind of burgundy, kind of purpley color. I looked at it in my living room this evening, and it looked like it had some rich purple in there, which was gorgeous. So I'm still on the increasing section for the yoke. I haven't really made a lot of progress on it, but this is knitting up on US 9s, and I got to get working on it since Rhinebeck's a little over a month away. So those are my active projects, and of course I still have the projects just on the needles that I haven't picked up in a while, which I'll link to in the show notes, but I won't talk about here because they're kind of the same ones I've been talking about over and over again. I just haven't had any inspiration to knit on them lately, so I'm hoping that I can make some good progress on these two little cardigans that I'm knitting on. Well, one big cardigan, one little cardigan, and also on my shawl. Finished objects. So I have a couple of things. I finished the Helen Joyce baby dress by Tega Hilliard. I'm calling this my Ava dress after the recipient, which is my cousin's little baby girl, Ava. It was knit using Knit Picks Shine Sport in the Crocus colorway, which is a purpley pink. And I used 3 skeins, and I think I had to break into a 4th, but not for long. This was knit on US 5s or 3.75 millimeter needles. And this was an okay knit. It wasn't a bad knit. I think part of the problem was that I was using the Knit Picks cotton, and I don't like to knit with cotton. And this was a pretty decent cotton, but it became a bit of a slog at the end because the skirt part had 200 stitches, and I just wanted it to be done with. And so now it's in the mail on the way to Australia, so hopefully she will like it, and I can report back hopefully by next episode. It shouldn't take that long to get there. So again, that was the Helen Joyce dress by Tega Hilliard. And then because that dress was sort of getting me down a little bit, I cast on, using some leftover sock yarn, a preemie beanie for instant gratification. So I used the preemie beanie pattern by Karen Everett, which is a free pattern on Ravelry. And I used my leftover Miss Babs Yummy Sock in the fairy slipper colorway that I just made my zigzagular socks out of. And it was so cute. Very cute. Took me about an hour, maybe 2 hours to knit. And I've left it up as a work in progress because I'm hoping that I can make some more of these and donate them to charity. Because, you know, I'm one of those people who always thinks about knitting hats and things for charity, like Halos of Hope and that kind of thing. And I never do it. Never do it. So I really just need to start knitting these little hats out of my leftover sock yarn. And I don't believe Halos of Hope does the preemie ones, but they can go to another good cause, I'm sure. So that my knitting projects that I finished was my Helen Joyce and my preemie beanie. I also finished a sewing project, which was a little whale stuffy for my friend's little boy, Jonah, who turns one tomorrow. So this was a birthday present. We had his party on Saturday. And I actually got the inspiration to sew this a couple of months ago because I saw this really cute fabric in the store, bought the fabric, found a pattern online, which I'll link to in the show notes. It was just a free whale pattern. And so I cut out the fabric and everything, and then it just kind of sat there. Sewing is not my, obviously, main hobby. Not the best at it. But a one-year-old is a pretty easy critic, so. And word from his mama is that he does love it. And actually, Emmett really liked it too, and I had to bribe him to get it off him the other day because he found it on the sofa where I was finishing it up, and he just grabbed it and ran with it. So I was just like, no, that's not for you. So I guess I'm going to have to actually get behind the sewing machine and make him something similar. I don't think I'll make the whale again because the tail and stuff was a little bit fiddly, but I'll make something else for Emmett. So this was, and it was really actually a quick little sewing project. Didn't take much at all to do, but like I said, sewing is just not something that I do a lot of, and I'm kind of impatient, so I do it kind of just willy-nilly, and I'm not very precise about it. So those are my three finished objects for this week. As usual, for the up next section, I could say I want to knit everything, and I'm really happy that I still have this knitting mojo because there was a time when I didn't have it, and I feel a little bit depressed when I don't knit, and I try to get a couple of rows in a day at least. So up next, I plan on, hopefully I'll finish the Aiku shawl soon, and when I finish that, I will cast on for the Imagine When shawl for the Hohe Locatelli fall knit along. I feel like this is going to be a gorgeous shawl when it's done because the yarn I'm using is called Deer Shawl by Color Adventures, and I can't remember the yarn colorway, but it's beautiful. It's a lovely explosion of colors, and I finally wound the yarn the other day, so I'm all ready to go. I have the pattern and the needles and the yarn in a bag ready to go. And I might even take it to work this week and just cast on for the fun of it. And I'll have some leftover yarn because the skein is like 800 yards. And the pattern, I think, calls for like 500 something yards. So I could actually make another little shawl for a gift or something out of it. Because it really is super pretty. And then I also want to find pick a sock pattern for a pair of socks for my niece Paige. I'm still mulling over which pattern I want to do. I have some socks at Rocks in the Mustang Sally colorway because Paige requested red socks. And I think I might end up doing another pair of zigzagular socks because I really enjoyed knitting those. And if you haven't knit them yet, I think they're a really easy, quick knit. I didn't really feel like it took me that long at all to actually to finish those socks once I really got some good working time on them. So stay tuned for that. Those will be my next two projects, I think, because, you know, I promised the socks, and Paige's birthday is in the end of November. I think it might fall on Thanksgiving this year, so I want to actually be able to send them as a birthday gift, and it's her 18th birthday, so obviously she won't just be getting socks, because who wants to just get hand-knit socks on their 18th birthday? Although, socks are pretty spectacular, so... but she's into photography, and she does some awesome photography. So she's in Colorado, and I think she calls herself PS Photography. So you should Google that, because I think some of her stuff is really awesome. And I think that's what she wants to do for a career. So that's it for up next, because if I think about it, there's probably a ton of things I want to knit. So... and I don't think I mentioned, I can't remember if I said stash enhancement in the segments, but anyway, here's some stash enhancement. It's knitting related, but not actually yarn. So I got this awesome mug from Tangerine Designs. Now I've seen this shop before and I've stayed away because she has so many things in there that I want to buy, and I could probably just go crazy. And since I'm trying to save for my Fiber Festival's coming up, I've had to be careful. But I got this really cool mug because someone posted on Instagram that they ordered one, so I had to do it. And it says, I got interrupted by the husband. So what was I talking about? Oh, my stash enhancement. So I have this really cool mug that says knitting is cool on one side, and then on the other side it has a sheep with a fez and a bow tie on the other. So for all you Doctor Who fans, you'll probably get the reference. And I'm going to take that to work and use that as my work mug for my tea, because my office gets a little chilly, so I like to have a nice warm cup of tea sometimes in the afternoon. And I also have been working on organizing and cleaning my yarn room. And I ordered these sheep prints from Stephanie, I think it's Shamban on Etsy, and I'll definitely have a link to her shop. These were black and white sheepy prints, and I put them in white double matted frames, and they look really good, and I really like her work, so you should check her out. And that's my stash enhancement. On to events and knit-alongs. So I've got a few events coming up, and I'm still doing... The first event, which is coming up pretty soon, is the Shenandoah Fiber Festival in Berryville, Virginia, on September 27th and 28th. And I will be going to that one of those days. I'm not sure which yet. Last year I went with a friend of mine, and we took our boys, and I don't know if I'm going to take Emmett this time. His daddy won't be working, so it might be a nice mama day. But we'll see. Because, you know, he's at that age where he might enjoy it a lot more to see the sheep, and I think they had a camel last time. So he might be a little bit more into it. So that is at the end of this month in a couple of weeks. And then there's also a Fall Fiber Festival in Montpelier, Virginia, on October 4th and 5th. This one is not free. It's a $5 entry. So I'm not sure if I'm going to go. But right now, I'm planning to. But I'll have to see what the vendors are and that kind of thing. And also, I might, you know, if I don't really, you know, I don't really have a big yarn budget because I'm saving for Rhinebeck. So... not really sure what I will pick up there, but We'll see. It might just be another good day out. So, okay, and then finally, October 18th and 19th is Rhinebeck. I'm super excited about this. I keep talking about it, and I probably will talk about it every episode until it actually happens. I'm sorry about that big sniff. Yeah, it's going to be a girls' weekend, and we're going to drive up to Rhinebeck, and we've got a cheap hotel, and hopefully, I'm sure it'll be all we expect it to be, if not a little bit more. I'm going to hopefully wear my hop cardigan if it's not too hot. Another friend of mine already has her knitwear picked out. I don't know if they've finalized the vendor list. I don't think it's changed that much from last year, but we'll see. I guess they said it will be finalized by the end of this month, so it'll be one of those things where we map it out and see where we want to go. And then I'm participating in the Colors of Fall knit along, hosted by the Yarniacs. I also participated in, and it's still open, the Pow Cow, hosted by the host of Actually Knitting, Michelle, which you have to knit or spin something, knit with yarn dyed by someone who does a podcast, or use a pattern by someone who does a podcast, which is what I did. I did two things for that. I did my Zigzagula socks by Susie White of Prairie Girl Knits, and the Pebble Beach Shawlette by Helen Stewart of Curious Handmade Podcast. So yeah, that's what I'm doing right now. I am, or I will be participating in the Hohe Fall Knit Along as soon as I cast on for my Imagine When shawl. But those sign-ups for that are closed. So unfortunately, if you're only just hearing about it, you cannot sign up for it any longer. And then that brings us to my own little contest that I'm hosting. Since I'm going to the Shenandoah Fiber Festival in a couple of weeks, I'm going to pick up something, a yarny prize. And basically, I just want you to tell me about your Fiber Festival experience. What was the first Fiber Festival you've been to? Which one is your dream event to go to? And if you haven't been to one, why not? Is it distance or just, you know, whatever you want to talk about, really, about how you feel about fiber events. There are already a couple of people who've responded, and I was getting a little down because no one had responded, and I realize now, obviously, it's because the episode actually didn't go up to iTunes, and a lot of people listen via iTunes, and you wouldn't necessarily know the podcast was ready if you don't go to Ravelry, oops, every day. So hopefully now that some of you have listened a bit more, they'll get some more entries, because, you know, who doesn't want free yarny stuff? It'll probably be some buttons, because they had a vendor there last time that had some really cool buttons that I liked, and I bought a bunch of them, so it'll probably be something like that. And also, the there's a link in the thread for another little knitting doodad that I'm going to include in the prize, so go ahead and enter and tell us all about your Fiber Festival experiences. I think that brings us to the end of the podcast. I want to apologize if I seemed a little all over the place tonight. I'm still going to try to find a good time to podcast. I mean, for the toddler, it's not really a lot of good time. But I usually record at night. And although I'm not super tired tonight, because I got a 2-hour nap, thanks to Emmett taking a 2-hour nap, my thoughts are usually a little more scattered in the evening. I also usually print out my show notes, and they're on the computer, which means I've had to do some scrolling, and I've lost my place a couple of times. So hopefully this doesn't sound too scattered, and you've enjoyed listening to me talk about what I've been knitting on. I am going to go work on my Maylee cardigan and sort out what I'm going to listen to during the week this week at work, because I listen to podcasts at work during my lunch break. So thanks again for listening, and I'll see you in a couple of weeks. That may be around the Shenandoah Fiber Festival weekend, I'm not sure, but I'll either record before I go or maybe wait and have it delayed a little bit and record when I get back so I can tell you all about my adventures. And again, you can find me on Ravelry as Westerly Whimsies. I'm on Twitter as Westerly Whimsy without the S. And I'm on Instagram, where you can see photos of my lovely knitting and my little boy, because I post pictures of him all the time, under my username Wrapped in Wool. And also be sure to check out the Wrapped in Wool group on Ravelry, and the show notes can be found at www.wrappedinwool.weebly.com. And have a good night, guys.